We learned yesterday, Ton Vechiske, how do you know that by a ganif? How do you know by a ganif that you pay kefil even though you didn't swear? Because if you're learning from Toyin Tainas ganif, it's dying love in Adilis Kedavim. So we say, we brought Ton Vechiske. That says in the Pasik, it says, Motze Timotze Beyodi Hagineva, and Meshur Atzeh Chamoir, Meshur At Chamoir, Atzeh Chaim Shnaim Yishalim. And L'chayda, what do you need all of these details for? Each one comes to add something else, and the end comes to add that every single thing you're chayving a neighbor. And he started off saying that if it would have said in the Torah, he would have said what he called Shoyer and Geneva. So now the Gemara is going to analyze this Braisa. Omamar, about 10 lines from the top. Omamar, we learn Yoimar Shoyer and Geneva. Let it say Shoyer and Geneva. Samar Dal, Lamaral. Miksi, does it say, what do you mean if it would only said Shoyer and Geneva? It doesn't say Shoy Gneva. Shoy Gneva, Gneva Shoy Gneva. It says first Gneva, then Shoy. The Chitema, if you're going to tell me this all part of the question, Ilu Nema Kama. Not that it says Gneva Vishoy. He's saying here is, if it would have said, one's a Prat, one's a Klal. Very different. Klal and Shoy is a Prat. So let's first, before we get to that, let's first analyze. You're saying that it says Shoy Gneva. So you don't mean it says, you're saying it should have said, it could have said. Ilu nema shariganeva, if it would have said shariganeva, what are you telling me if it would have said shariganeva? You would have learned all those things which are similar, let's say, karolim as beyach. If it would say shariganeva, it's a pratni klal. What do we know about a pratni klal? The second klal is marba. The first klal is mai, the second klal is marba. Pratni klal is marba, everything, except the prat. So, lecheda, what do you mean? You don't mean marba, something karolim as beyach. I mean, what is amrit maha prat mefudish? How can you say that the prat is mefudish? Only something brought in mizbech. Also, only things mizbech. Habishoy prat, we gneva klal, and we know that prat, you klal nasa, klal moitzel a prat. The klal adds to the prat. Viserab lekol milim. What does a prat and klal do? A prat and klal is like a ribi meat and ribi. It's marba everything, except something which is remote from the prat. Why would you only be marba something karolim mizbech? So limiting. Why would you be marba every living thing? Ella was a brayse mean kedechsiv ka'amri means the way exactly it's written. If it only said Geneva and Shoyer, if it only said Geneva and Shoyer, even though the brayse says Shoyer Geneva, it means Geneva and Shoyer. And let's say, even though the brayse says Shoyer Geneva, it wasn't pedantic, but it meant if it only said Geneva and Shoyer. Because these are things that are not including neighbors. It's not Dovra Metaltul and Gufi Mammon and so that. I mean, we are. We might, a lot of things. Avodim, Kakoi, Shtoris, and Dovra Masuim. Ella, Kedichsiv, Kaamri. So, what did you mean? The way it's written, what, even though the Braise had been pedantic, it meant first, it said, it said Gneva and Shoy. What's Gneva and Shoy? A Klal and Prat. And what's the rule by Klal and Prat? Ein Bechlal, Ella Mashe Befrat. You would know nothing. You wouldn't even be marbe ke'ena prat. So what's prat if we said only gneva v'shoy, we'd be marbe things karol gamizbech. Ella k'nesiv, kamri, gneva v'shoy, mi matzit amrit hakel b'chol, hakel even included. Oy maha prat, or hakel n'seh, hey, maha prat mefudish, habla gneva klal v'shoy, prat. Klal prat, eh b'chol masha prat, you wouldn't marbe nothing. Shoy in mi lechrin loy. So what's prat in the braise? Amar over the braise works his way through each one. What's it going? Amar over the marashach. If it's a klal prat, it's either klal prat or prat klal. Geneva is a klal and shoy is a prat. If the klal is first and the prat the second, then it's ein bechol masha prat. You'd be marbe nothing. What's the braise going through all these stages of being marbe? And if it's the prat the klal, the braise saying it should have said the other way around, is marbe everything. Even from the first word shoy, be marbe everything. What do you mean marbe only limiting things? On my rabbi, no, there's actually a klal or prat klal here. Where's the second klal? Tana achayim kasamichle. According to this answer of Rav, the klal is geneva. Then you have all the pratim shor at chamor atse, and chayim is a klal. Chayim is not a prat. Chayim is a klal, because chayim is any living thing. So that's considered a klal. And that's even though the Braise mentioned, he's talking about klal prat klal. And there we're marbe everything which is similar to the prat, and we're working every prat is like a separate klal prat klal. And that's why Shor be marba on Kol Mizbech and Chamor is marba Kodesh Rebchayde and so on. Pedi Gemara Luchayde Beklal Prat Klal Kamalei V'Holo Domi Klal Basa Kol Kamal Chayde. First Klal is much more inclusive than the second one. Gneiva includes anything, any commodity, and any item. And Chaim is only living things. So how can you have a real Klal Prat Klal? Says the Gemara Hotani Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, the high gavna, in even in such a case, darish klali a prati. Even though the second klal is more limiting than the first klal, but since it's far more wide reaching than the pratim, it's considered a klal, and we call that a klal u pratu klal. We'll see in a minute about even meaning. I'm not answering him in a minute. This is the Braise question. The pasuk starts off if you find, you will find, and then we have a gneva, which is a cloud, and shoyed at chamor atzeh, and then you have another cloud chay. Lumbly, what do you need? Imotze sounds like he wants to be marbe something. You already marbe everything. You do a cloud, brother cloud. This is what Braise is asking. The kashi is, even though Bryce doesn't mention it. So Bryce doesn't mention the second klal, which is Chaim, and doesn't mention its original question, which is why b'chalim himatzi dematzi. Yema, let it say shayru gneva v'chayim v'hakol b'chalal. Everything would have been included. What does himatzi dematzi come to add? So the Bryce says ilukain. If we only say shayri yema mahaprat mefurish dover hakol gamizbeach, something which is brought in the mizbeach, I've called it mizbeach. My yesh l'havi. So what would you add? You would add mashal naseh. But the pasuk already says well, Lavi said, because your aim is said, the pasuk says, what does it come to add? We already clued that from Shar. Must be to add another layer, and that is a pchayr. How do you say
Amr?
No, because birds are all kinds of, most birds are not born in Bech. The only bird is born Yaina and Gaiz, whatever, that's it. It will be only limited to those birds. Remember, we had a thing about the old Makabal Tumah, and we had yesterday that the old Tamir Magu Masas, and no birds are included in that. Here in this Brice, we're not bringing that up, but maybe you're right. Hadisah Omar on Imam Makayim, what am I going to do with Geneva? So, what's Geneva come to be Marba over and above the Klal Pratiklal? The Rabbah's called Dover. So, wow, what is Geneva and the Klal Pratiklal coming to add? Called Dover, everything else, because it can't be Marba Dover Kodesh Be'ech, we already have Shoyr. So what does that come to add? Everything. Chaim is the second klal. Hakol b'chlal. What do you need anything else? Ilukain, he said, what do you need himatzi dematzi? Ilukain, if so, he said, what I said, ma haprat mefudi dover k'b'chayda, either b'kor b'bech or dover that's kodesh b'chayda, shoy to say. I've called dover a kodesh b'chayda, you're limited only to kodesh b'chayda, which would be a chamor. Ma yesh l'havi, what would you include? Chamor. So how can the puzzle chamor? Must be to teach you something additional. So what do you call part of the rabbi is called over to go beyond just Kaddish Bibchida. So v'chaim, and you have now a perfect call for the cloud, it's my everything, hakabichlal, and what do I need? He much to matze. I still would have said I would have limited. Yeah, okay, we have a chamoy, so there's no kisu down there either. That already took care of that as well. Hayisi, ma haprat mefurish balechayim, just like the prat is mefurish, is a living thing, I've called balechayim. So from the cloud, prat the cloud, you only marbe things which are balechayim. And you want to know why you need matzah to matzah, because you need to add something. Ma yesh alahavi, what else can you learn? Shah balechayim. So what can you learn from this cloud, prat the cloud? Any other living animal, doesn't matter what it is, a bird, anything. Since the Torah already says Chayim, Hari Chayim Omer. The Klal itself says Chayim. So what do you need a whole Prat? What do you need a Klal Prat? With all these Pratim, you might say what? Chayim includes everything. Hamani Mekayim Geneva, the Rabbah is called Dover. So therefore, it must be that the Klal Prat, the Klal is being marred, but not just limiting to Chayim, but everything beyond Chayim. Even non Chayim, you pay double. So my question goes back to the Braisa. What are the first opening words? Himotze, what does that add? If that's Pshat in the Braise, Yochi Shapika Kashalei. The Braise is a very good question. What's the answer? From the Islay Pircha, because no, the Klal, Prat HaKlal, you can actually ask a question. What? Le Rab is called over, Mehecha Kamaisla, where you want to learn everything from the second Klal. Remember, the first, again, a rule in Klal, Prat HaKlal. The first Klal is Memayit, the second Klal is Marbe. The first, if you have only a Klal and a Prat, Ein Bechal Elamashav a Prat. So the first Klal is Memayit, the second Klal is Marbe, everything. If you have a prat and klal, what are you doing? You marbe everything. The first klal is limiting. Don't marbe everything except that which is opposite of the prat. Limit it only to the me'ena prat. So the first klal is a limiter, and the second klal is an expander. So where are you learning? So when you have a klal, prat klal, where do you learn everything from? From the second klal. The second klal says chaim. So how can you go beyond chaim? You can't learn from the first klal because the first klal is a limiter. A limiter is putting your brakes on. pretty good.
So in other words, if you want to achieve this, you'd have to put chayim first. And
exactly.
The
exactly. Lab is called a mechem chayim. So I'm a klal baster. Klal guf of chayim. See, maybe the second klal said the word chayim. Klal uprat the klal. Michael Mahanile. What does the klal prat come to have anything in the limit of chayim? So what do you klal prat call the klal itself chayim? Says chayim. So what do I need him matzei to ilah? So you call davar a chayim. See, says the first chayim living in balachayim. Michaloi shemachi itzich him matzei to matzei. That's why you need matzah to take it beyond the chayim.
So much you got two, you're starting here with two klali.
Yeah, two klali product, one klali product to bring all this,
yeah,
and then you have to go further.
That there's a klali, that was before you.
The order doesn't matter. A ask a better question. You matzah is klal. Where's the prat in between? Ready, matzah v'shnei klal is the smicha. Don't you know that two klali are next to each other? He matzah to matzah. So how can you live from he matzah to matzah klal product klal? Amri Amaravina Kida Ami Marava, like we say in Ezrael. If you ever find two clothes next to each other, hattel prat b'neim, you can have a right to take the prat that's written afterwards, and sandwich in between the doinum bechlal uprat uklal, and learn from it a practical klal. Shadi shoy, put the word shoy between himotze to motze. Put the word shoy between himotze to motze. In other words, let's dismiss the whole klal uprat to klal from Geneva and shoy chamesech chamoyin and chaim, because chaim is actually a prat also. It's not a klal, it's a prat. They're all protein. And we're going to throw them all between himatze and tematze. And each one that comes to be made something.
So you're going to learn this as a klal or prat klal?
Himatze is a klal, tematze is another klal, and in between you're going to have first. Sorry, that's one klal, prat klal. Then you put in chamoyed, chamoyed, each one, yeah. Lasu yimai, so what are we coming to live in the new klal, prat klal? I lasu yibal chayim, if it comes to include all living things, we know that from the word prat chayim already. Mechayim nafka, we know from chayim, lasu yidobe she'im bal chayim. That's what we need the klal, prat klal, to teach you things, it's not bal chayim. V'droish hochis haydash ma, prat mefurish. What do we know about the protim? The dover ametalkul, the portable, the goofy mammon, and the betzim mammon. I've called dover ametalkul, goofy mammon, anything which is ametalkul and goofy mammon. Is what is included, the su, so that's the show.
Come. So in other words, you had, in our instance, you had the salmi, you put in the salmi.
There's no salmi in this
pasuk. No, I'm saying, but, you know, what other pasuk, what you would achieve by using the salmi, why not stick in tak to something that's not bal chayim? Like, to identify something like a salmi.
We learn other things from the word chayim. Everything the word here teaches us something, also might something. Everything teaches us something. So right now we're still learning klal prat klal, and each one's coming to be ma'ariv something. So Chaim teaches that everything ma'aprat for dover tal v'gufim mamon has to be something which is intrinsically money and it's portable. Av kol dover tal v'gufim mamon. And then shadi chama, we throw the chama b'nei mazda matzah lasu yimai. It include what? Ilasu yidover shein bal chaim something like living mishoy nafke. We wrote enough mishoy. Ilasu yidover mesuyim to teach you something that has a simen. It's something that has a simen, but something that has no simen is you don't pay double. Ihachi if so, said lamali. Ihachi if so, said lamali. One need a sheep for a liribo. So someone has a question. Ebazei, what do you need other parati for? Se, and so chayim we used. Shoy to teach a beyond by the chayim, and chamoy teaches something that have no simen. So what do you need sefer? El Gemara says here, since in a place where you cannot learn klal or prat klal, we're going to use the ribui mir to ribui. And it's the same Rabbi Shmuel that we're going to say in davening. Klal or prat klal, sometimes use the ribui mir to ribui. El riba umir to ribui. It's not a klal or prat klal, it's actually a ribui umir to ribui here. And no, because you only use it when you can, use klal or prat klal. And when do you use the just establish? That's right. And by ribui mir to ribui, then the miyutim are not coming to be marber, they're coming to be mayit. So we need to know what each one of these four things now coming to exclude. It's coming to exclude something which is totally contrary to the spirit. It says in the pasuk, it says the following fish you should eat in the water. Anything that has fins and scales. Bamayim in the water, which is general, then it says bayamim in the cholim, found in rivers and canals. So it says bamayim in the beginning, bamayim in the end, and then it says the pratim afterwards. So b'mayim, but it says twice b'mayim, which is inclusive. Ain't there klal prat? This is not a klal prat. Since the two pratim are next to each other, two klal next to each other, we won't learn a klal prat. And klal prat afterwards, we're going to use it as a two ribas.
And Ricky, her daughter Ricky, had heard taxis.
El riba miyad v'riba riba hakel yamayit everything. Yamayit everything except the pratim coming to be mayit. My Rabbi, Rabbi Kamili. Anything stolen, you don't have to pay. Ihochi, Kolhani, Prati Lamli. What do you need all of the Prati for? Your four Prati, Mishor, Sech, Hamoyd, and Chaim. Chad Lemute, Karka. One is coming to my Karka. When you learn Klal, Prati Klal, Yemar, Bekeina, Prati, we said, Dover, Metal, Tul, Gufi, Mamma. Now that we're using the method of Ribi, Mid, Ribi, he's not coming to Yemar, but anything, he's coming to exclude. So what are we excluding? We're excluding karka, which is because you can't say dover hametalpul gufi mamim because there's not klal prata klal here. There's ribi mid ribi. So everything that klal or prata klal was marbe, and that's it. That's all chayiv. And the ribi mid ribi, we have to exclude those which are not that does not meet that criteria. So karka is not dover hametalpul. Chad lemute avodim, which even those metalpul is like karka. Chad lemute shtadik because it's not dover gufi mamim. And what do you need? What do you need even chayiv for? Since we have him matzi to matzi as a ribui meet a ribui, what do we do with the words gneva chaim? Gneva v'chaim l'kerav. We need that for what Rav said. Rav said achayil l'keren that you have to pay the keren ke ain shagana. Chaim over here means choshev. You pay for the gneva the time of your stolen. If you, as we'll see tomorrow later, tomorrow you stole something worth $100 and then it went down to 40. You paid it as when you were caught. You paid what it was worth when you stole it. How do you know? Maybe when I was caught, because we live in the words Geneva, the time he stole it, and Achayim is Achayim, you pay the time it was stolen. So that's what we're using it for. Well, the man, now the Gemara continues, the one who said, maybe had a machlek, is if the first pasuk, one pasuk says, Him Matze Haganet, the other says, Him Loyim Matze. Him Loyim Matze, everyone agrees, is talking about, they turned out to be, it was you, personally. Him Matze, we have two opinions, whether we're talking about a Toyin Haganet, or we're talking about the attacker found the actual Ganet. Then we went through all the different Lamudim, what we use Haganet for and all that. Freddie Gemara, and that's how you know Ganef. Till now, we're talking about the guy who holds the boat train time is Ganef, and where did you learn Ganef from? We couldn't learn from Kabbalah Chaimah because then die you love Adin. Only the Shavuos, where you turn to Chizkiya, but the one who learns that you're talking about a Ganef Mamish, what Vechad bit train time is Ganef, we got an Atzim Nafkale. Where does he learn Ganef himself? Me'im Yimotze Ganef, from the first passage which says the Ganef is found, Hayim Himotze Timotze, my daughter's babe. What does he do with the word? Why need two words Himotze Motze? He cannot use the Ribi Midi because he's using that very passage we need to teach you about a Ganef. You want to answer me, boy, like he needs to keep it up about a loy. The Omer of about a loy, about a loy, he said, my time with the Rav. What tak is Rav Svar? The Omer says, the Moidi Beknas, like a Moidi Potter. You Moidi Beknas, you're Potter. But the Aiden came along afterwards. Why should he still be Potter? It's actually a Machlekes. But the one who says Potter, why are you Potter? Because the Chesivit says, Im he Matze, Tim Matze. So there's two nekudas that have to happen before you have to pay double. What is that? Im he matze be'edim. If Edim found you, in other words, you didn't come forward, Tim matze be'dayanim, the Yanim will find you guilty. Prat l'mashiyas atzma, if you come and make your own admission. Ulamando, I'm the one who says Tavai between times Ganav, the both between times Ganav, he mutzi the mutzi, he says, the high he mutzi the mutzi, will be used for the Ganav itself. Ribi me, ribi, tell you that you pay double. Marshi, atzim, and on high, know if you criminate yourself that you are potters. We answer, Masha Yashi and Elkim. Fine, only the Bezin finds you guilty. But how do you know that if you were murdered, then Edim came to Jinnah Chayib? Well, let me see that. So before we get to that.
Why are we using the
Lashon Mashiach,
Lashon
Rosh?
You make yourself
into a Rosh. That's what it is, self-incrimination. That's
called self-incrimination.
That's a good thing. That's self-incrimination. You wouldn't accept your aid. You cannot incriminate yourself.
You can't admit.
Oh, yeah, but how do you know that you don't have to pay then? How do you know you don't have to pay the penalty? Maybe you should, okay, you've been fine. So pay the penalty and goodbye. Well, man, I'm a chad big ganef.
Despite the fact that you're not sure of yourself, you know what I mean? You're still potter.
I'm just bewildered by the sudden use. Suddenly we call him a Rosh.
He's incriminating himself. Guilty. Here's the word Gashim means guilty. Well, man, I'm a chad big ganef. He uses it, they use it much, that if you criminate yourself, you're not liable. Hi, Asha Yashi, you know, the key, my daughter, what's he dashing? I'm like, I'm a boiler. We need a moide, but the potter. Tell you that if you made a beknas, you are potter. That's what he uses for. Uman do a tavai to the gan. He's always made a beknas. Rabbi Edim Chayim. He tak doesn't have a limud for the achkayim. He holds a chayim. Well, man, the one who says chad beganev, the chad betoyin ganev, the nafkle ganev, mahosam ilus ganev from there. Bish, let me he matzit to matzit. What's with he matzit to matzit? Tell you about made a beknas. Look it over about a loy, and then Edim came along. You're potter. I will call hani prati lumbly. What do you all the prati for? You know, Shor Chamor and saying all that. You told Rabbi Shmuel, you need to defend Rabbi Shmuel. Called Parsha Shenemer of Nishnis. Any Parsha is repeated again. We already know the Din of Ganef from Baishemir. Any Parsha is repeated again. Like Nishnis El Ledova Shenes Chadishbo. You can't ask questions when you need all the details for, because the Taylor many times repeats the entire Inyan, even though you don't need it only for one particular Chiddush. That's a Maid of Akhnas Potter. And that's enough, and therefore we can really bring everything else. Very much about Aim of Ganef Atsin Beshwar. How do you know? Maybe a Ganef also doesn't pay double unless he swore they didn't steal it. Loisakadat can be the time we learn. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Shnayim Yishalim. Says the pasuk Chaim Shnayim Yishalim. Pay double. Shalay b'shvu. You don't have to swear. Even just stealing, you pay double. Atoy Mishalay b'shvu. Ain't El b'shvu. Only maybe if you swore false. Amr, you say Loikachoy. That's not how it is. What do you mean Loikachoy? That's not how it is. Avad Avayi Loilichtav Rachman Shnayim Yishalim Gadav. Let it not say Shnayim Chaim Shnayim. Now no Kavu Chaim from Shemit. But Loikachoy doing that Gadav. Ma Atoy in the Gadav Shemit. But Teres Yada came and said legally. On Makrol Yishalim to pay double. Gadav Atzmai to be Suras Yada came and said illegally. Loikoshkin shouldn't you surely pay double? El Shnayim Yishalim the Kosser Rachman the Gadav Atzmai lovely what's it double? That Filu Shalay B'Shvua. The very fact you have to say it because you don't need a Shvua. Very much of Ayim and Matzil Lahachi. Does that you need it for? Have you buy a little time? You need it for a yada in your hand. Ain't the yada you found in your hand? Gagai Chatzeda veKafim and Hainov. You found in a courtyard. How do you know that Yosef paid double? Tamalaim, but im he matzit ti matzim mekom makom. Wherever it's found in your possessions, you're gonna. Im kain leim akra oy he matzit he matzit oy ti matzit ti matzit. How can you learn two things from here? Because why do you need two different words? He matzit ti matzit. He could have just said he matzit matzit ti matzit matzit, and you would know wherever it is. Your hand or you. The Torah changes Shmam the title two different from it. One is whether you found it in your hand or you found it in your gag, you're chayv. And the other one is that a ganav is chayv double even though you didn't swear.